Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, December 16th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 4:30 today, we're going to welcome in our friend, Amy Vetter. She is with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin. Looking forward to talking with Amy in just a little bit. Right now, we have with us on our hotline, Haley Heintzel. She is our 77th Alice in Dairyland. Haley, how you doing?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me today.
Haley, it is always a joy for us to talk to our Alice in Dairyland. We have such a blast with this one over the years and the topics we get to talk about, while also highlighting so many of the great things that Wisconsin have to offer. And this time of year, what better time than to talk about Wisconsin butter?
Absolutely. Butter definitely makes the holidays better, but I like to say you should make it the best holiday yet with Wisconsin butter.
Yeah, I agree. I could not agree more. Before we dive too deep into it, everything, Haley, you're a little newer in this position. How has it been going? Have you been enjoying yourself?
It has been really, really wonderful. I'm actually almost 6 months into the position, so it feels like I started just yesterday, but I have been going for quite some time now. I've been traveling all across Wisconsin and a little bit into the rest of the Midwest. And it's been really great to be able to represent all of Wisconsin agriculture. I've learned so much, and I've gotten to connect with so many people, students and otherwise. It's been absolutely a wonderful experience.
Really good to hear that. That's great to hear. And I imagine in your, you know, travelings and everything, one of the things you come across is certainly butter in Wisconsin. And here in Wisconsin, we are known as America's Dairyland. But what about Wisconsin's butter production? I don't think we get to talk about that very often, Haley.
Yes. So across the United States, butter is made from simple ingredients, just cream and salt. And if you buy unsalted butter, it's just 100% dairy. But here in Wisconsin, our dairy cows make sure we have plenty of cream available to keep Wisconsin's 13 butter processing plants busy, making Wisconsin one of the top two butter producing states. All this butter finds its way to grocery store shelves across the country, with the average American consuming 6.5 pounds of butter per year. This is actually at a 50-year high right now in the United States. Butter contributes to Wisconsin's $52.8 billion dairy industry and supports Wisconsin's dairy farmers and their families, of which 99% of dairy farms are family-owned.
Sorry, Haley, I was just buying stock in butter real quick. Like, wow, that's some really interesting numbers that I don't think a lot of us have heard before. Thank you for bringing that to us. That's really interesting. How are you using Wisconsin butter this year?
My new favorite way as Alice to use butter has been compound butters. These are a great way to elevate your next gathering and use up herbs, cheese, and more that you have in your pantry or your refrigerator. There are so many different flavor profiles to explore with compound butters at home. Whether you enjoy cranberries and spice, pear and blue cheese, or any other combinations of toppings, they are easily customizable to what you and your family like to eat. The recipe I have today is a zesty lemon and dill Havarti butter. I've been really enjoying it this holiday season.
That sounds really good.
Some ingredients, it is. It's really, really good. Some of the ingredients include softened butter, raw dill Havarti cheese, lemon zest, fresh dill, a little salt and pepper to taste, and warm bread or dinner rolls to put the butter on. Any brand of Wisconsin dill Havarti cheese can be substituted for the cheese in this recipe if you can't find the raw stuff in the grocery store. And you can serve this cheesy butter with seafood, dotted on top of potatoes, stirred into steamed veggies, or cooked pasta. The possibilities are truly endless.
When it comes to using this too, we want to remind you that these recipes and more you can find at AliceInDairyland.com, AliceInDairyland.com. We'll get that information out again before we wrap up. Now, what is the best way to buy Wisconsin this holiday season and get that real Wisconsin butter?
When you're shopping for all of your holiday dairy essentials, make sure to look for the Proudly Wisconsin Dairy Badge or the number 55 on packaging to identify genuine Wisconsin dairy products. Buying local is a great way to help contribute to our local economy and support Wisconsin's farmers and small businesses. You can find great Wisconsin butter recipes and more butter tips at wisconsincheese.com/butter. Or like you said, you can head to the Alice in Dairyland website at aliceindairyland.com. Another really exciting thing I have going on right now on the Alice in Dairyland social media channels, I'm actually doing a 12-day video series featuring tons of great dairy recipes. Some of them absolutely have butter as the star of the show, but all of them have great Wisconsin dairy products in them.
Been keeping up on that. It's great and some great stuff and interesting stuff too. So not your everyday recipes on there. It's really nice.
Yes, some of them are definitely out of the box, and they've been really great to try. I actually made all those videos on my Thanksgiving break. My family really enjoyed getting to try all of these different ways to explore Wisconsin dairy. I've even tried baking cookies with some cheese. You'd be surprised. They're very, very delicious. All of those butters are really wonderful. We had a great butter board that had like 4 or 5 different varieties of those compound butters. They were great for those mashed potatoes or steak or whatever you're eating with your holiday meals. So it's a great option if you're looking to add some more Wisconsin dairy to your plate this holiday season.
And Haley, I've been fortunate to get to work with, I think, the past 4 Alices. And each one of you guys, one of the things that stands out so wonderfully to me is the so much you know going into this topic, and then so many different things that you discover about whether it's agriculture or Wisconsin in general that you get to share with us. We really appreciate, especially just loving information in general. And there's some other stuff that has come up throughout this with this topic, like what it takes for real butter to be considered real butter and stuff like that.
Yes, it definitely has to be just that cream and salt. And that is actually a rule that was set in place by Congress several years ago. And that was just a really important way to regulate butter. And it does, it has to be cream from dairy cows. So that's an important thing to look out for. That's a little bit different from margarine. So butter has that 100% dairy in it, which is really wonderful. It actually takes 21 pounds or almost 2.5 gallons of milk to make just 1 pound of butter. So it's a great way to use up a lot of fluid milk as well. And if no one's tried it, making butter at home is actually super, super easy. You just have to use heavy whipping cream. You do need something that has a little bit of a higher fat content in it. So whole milk that you're going to buy in the grocery store has about 3% fat, and you're going to want something like heavy whipping cream, which has about 40% fat, which is much higher. And then you put it in a jar and you just shake it. It takes maybe 20 minutes of shaking it. It's a great activity for the kids to pass around while you're watching holiday movies. And at the end, you end up with a beautiful ball of butter that's about 80% fat. And then the remaining liquid in the jar is actually buttermilk, which can be great for baking this holiday season if you're making buttermilk biscuits or pancakes or waffles for Christmas morning. So there's lots of great ways to use Wisconsin dairy this holiday season.
And Haley, one of the things that I know has been a debate in my family many times is, do we leave the butter out? Do we put it back in? When to take it out? You've got a nice stat on that one, too.
It's really important that if you're going to leave butter out, that it is salted butter, because the salt helps keep the butter fresh, even outside of the refrigerator, provided your kitchen is kept at 70 degrees or lower, which is certainly easy in these holiday months. Once salted butter is softened, it should be used within about a week or so. But I would like to say, if you're going to be using any of those compound butter recipes, you do need to leave them in the fridge because they contain cheese. So those need to be refrigerated.
It's a great note. And as far as taking the butter out of the fridge, 30, 60 minutes, about a half an hour beforehand, gives you that smooth kind of feel to it, right?
Absolutely, and it'll be ready to go at any meal you need it for. If you are looking to keep your butter fresh for much longer past the holiday season, if you overbuy on accident, you can also freeze the butter in original packaging inside resealable bags. Salted butter can freeze for up to a year, so it'll be ready to go next Christmas, or you can freeze unsalted for about 4 months.
And it was really interesting that what you mentioned about butter sales, not only being at an all-time high, but the most popular months for butter, which is interesting to me. It's such a year-round, you know, product.
Yes, but they really do peak in November and December each year as home cooks get ready with their holiday recipes to share with family and friends. In Wisconsin, retail butter sales are 39% higher than average in November and 36% higher in December, which makes sense with all of those holiday cookies. But butter really finds its way onto the holiday table in all sorts of different ways.
This has been wonderful, Haley. Thank you so much for the time today. Really do appreciate it. Know how busy you are. Where are you going to be next?
I am all over the place this week talking about Wisconsin butter. I'm in Madison and Milwaukee and La Crosse and Eau Claire this week. And then I am looking forward to doing some traveling on the personal side to visit family I have all across the state. So I'll be bouncing back and forth between Oconomowoc and La Crosse and Eau Claire throughout the holiday season to visit my own family. And then after that, heading into the new year, I'm actually really excited. We are opening applications for the 78th Alice in Dairyland. Those will be opening on January 2nd. And so I'm really excited to be seeing who is interested in becoming Alice in Dairyland next year.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I think this is my year, Haley. No, I'm kidding. We encourage you to check that out. And looking forward to seeing all the contestants and everything. And wishing you safe travels throughout this holiday season and throughout all your travels, Haley. And thank you so much for joining us. To you and yours, have a great set of holidays and a happy new year.
You too. Thank you so much.
And Haley, if people want to find out more information, how can they reach you? How can they find out more?
The best way to reach me is at the Alice in Dairyland website at aliceindairyland.com. Stay tuned. There will be a lot more information there about applying to become Alice if that's something you're interested in. Otherwise, if you want me to come visit an event or classroom, there's some great forms on there to fill out. Otherwise, if you want to stay up on the day-to-day of what I'm up to, you can head to Facebook and Instagram at Alice in Dairyland. I'm posting all the time.
Thanks for the time, Haley. You take care.
You as well. Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up right here. And all week long here, we're going to be having some great guests joining us on Midday Magazine. Be sure to be with us from 4 to 5 all week long. Tomorrow on Tuesday, we have the Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recs Department. Dawn's going to be joining us. In part 2, we're going to hang out with Terry Johns from the United Way. On Wednesday, Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher will be joining us along with our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. And we'll spend part 2 with the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Thursday, we're going to visit Rome with Jillian and have some fun with that. And our friends from UW Extension, Laura Huber, 4-H Program Coordinator, are going to be with us in part 2. And then we wrap up the week on Friday at 4 o'clock in part 1 with Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Teston. And in part 2, we're talking Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools with Ron Rasmussen. All week long, join us 4 to 5 right here on Midday Magazine.